The list includes auto repair shops, retail stores, organizations claiming to be part of the VA health system, and a lot of tobacco shops. Camp Lejeune's public affairs director, Nat Fay, says it's these shops that continue to dominate the list.
Obviously, the driving force is to get them to change. In the case of tobacco shops that are on the list, these guys are selling hallucinogenic, psychotropic drugs to our Marines. And bottom line is that is going to have a direct effect on the health and welfare of our Marines and their ability to be operationally effective in combat.
Fay says businesses making the list are aware of Marines' small paychecks and their relatively young age. He says establishments have had ample time to correct their ways and have already gone through a lengthy appeals process. Sarah Wood, WHQR News.